Former CIA officer who called Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation pushes bloodbath hoax. By Christina Wong on March 19, 2024. The former CIA officer who worked with Deputy CIA Director Mike Morrell on the letter claiming Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation is now pushing the hoax that former President Donald Trump called for a bloodbath in terms of political violence. Trump recently referenced the term bloodbath in regards to an economic disaster for the auto industry. But Democrats and allies in the media have claimed he was calling for political violence if he is not elected. Mark Palomaropoulo said on MDNBC Monday. The greatest threat to the United States right now is from within. You know, Donald Trump has broken all norms. You can't say those things were in the past, you could not without being condemned. You know, across the political spectrum, including from your own party. So the fact that this is now the norm is deeply troubling. Palomaropoulos helped Morrell compile signatures for the letter that attempted to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop's contents right before the 2020 election. He also signed the letter, along with 50 other former intelligence officials now referred to as the Dirty 51. The letter was also used by then-Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden during a debate with Trump to try to discredit the story. Palomaropoulos has also been warning about Trump getting customary intelligence briefings from the intelligence community as the Republican presidential nominee. His warnings come amid media reports citing anonymous former intelligence officials who claim the intelligence community is on edge at the prospect of Trump's return. Palomaropoulos continued to fearmonger, calling Trump's remarks uncharted territory. He said, "What happens if there is a contested election? What happens, and we've talked about it on this show and others, what happens if, you know, via artificial intelligence, there's deep fakes that suggest somehow that the election was not fair, you know, will supporters take to the streets? So this is something that is troubling. It's concerning." He also called on other Republicans to condemn Trump for using the term. "You know, what I would love to see, and which is, of course, not happening, is, you know, members of the GOP speaking out when Trump uses this kind of rhetoric, but again, that's not the case. They're just too scared. And that really is a cause for concern," he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.